Mel, obviously the heat's affecting a lot of different things across the country, including power. What's the status with the co-op?
Well, Brad, I tell you, it's talking about this the other day with a friend. You know, it's not something we haven't seen before. We just haven't seen it in a while. I know 1980 was one of those years. My dad used to talk about it back in the 70s about how this kind of weather affects farmers and everybody, and it's just we haven't seen it, so we're not used to it. But we've got four major concerns, and first and foremost, every concern that I have that we have here at the co-op focuses on safety. And I'm not going to go into all that. We're concerned about the safety of our employees, obviously. We're concerned about the safety of our members, and everybody needs to take heat exhaustion and heat stroke seriously because it happens, and it can happen suddenly. So that's our first concern. Our second concern, which I know we've been talking about on the radio, is peak demand, and that's just common sense. When we manage the peak, which is peak demand on the system, that saves us money because half of our wholesale bill to the co-op is based on peak demand, and that's passed along to the members. So just some common sense in the home. Maybe a thermostat up a degree or two, running those major appliances. Our peak demands will occur anywhere from between 3 and 7 o'clock at night, so maybe running the major appliances at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, things like that, keeping the blinds closed during the day. These are just common sense things that help everybody to keep costs low. Third concern we've got, which rose its ugly head back in February of 21, is reliability, brownouts and blackouts. I don't expect that. I do think Texas may see some of that. I think we may see some of that north of us. I'm not saying it can't happen. It can. But right now, we seem to be in pretty good shape. When I say we, I'm talking about the state of Arkansas as far as generation. So I don't expect it to happen, but anything can happen. We'll monitor that. And lastly is our prices. And we see these prices going up all around us. Everything we're doing right now, prices are going up. Fuel prices that we're seeing at the Arkansas generating plants are as high as we've seen them in 15, 20 years. Gas prices to fuel some of these plants have tripled. Coal deliveries have slowed down for our coal plants, so we're seeing extremely high fuel prices that get passed along to the members in their electric bills. And when you couple that with high usage because of the hot weather, we're going to see some extremely high bills that are going to be coming out in the next probably 2 to 3 months until it cools down late September or October. So those are our main concerns. And all the concerns are about the members. So it's just all of us working together, we'll try to beat it.
Well, Mel, if folks are having trouble with their bills, with the increase of the summer heat, do you have programs that can help folks out?
We do, and we, you know, we expect to see that with bills rising, and especially when you come out of a cold winter or a hot summer. Just give our offices a call. We've got delayed payment agreements. We've got a number of ways that we can help the members, and we understand. I mean, it's difficult times right now all over the place with the economy, with inflation, and then you layer on top of this an extremely hot, and by the way, the dry just adds to it. An extremely hot and dry summer, and the fuel prices. And, yeah, the bills are going to get high, and we're going to do what we can to help our members.
All right, Mel, great information. We appreciate it.
All right, Brad, thank you, sir.